You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chris, and you're listening to a podcast that believes in dreams, that places trust in the magic of imagination, that is always the first star to the right, and where the light in the window is always on. Join as we discuss the views from Walt's apartment.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Walt's Apartment Live. It is family game night. We got half a team here, but it's okay. You saw all our lovely faces there. There are some good looking people there, but how's everybody doing?
Doing awesome.
Awesome. All right.
Oh, it's family game night.
Yeah, so I didn't do the proper introductions, but before I do that, we are on our... I had to pull something up. My computer went out, but we are sponsored here by Sunken City Designs. Get away today. And our good friends, we're in the park down below, Kevin and Amanda. And of course, we are here. I'm not used to the configuration here, but I'm just going to greet one of our co-hosts, Sam, podcast princess. What's going on?
Our layout is weird. Well, it's because I wanted
you put yourself in the bottom.
I did. I'm not usually on the bottom, but I wanted you and Joey together. Aww.
you wanted us on top? Anyways, how's it going?
I did want... okay. We are not repeating the outtakes of Extra Magic Hour, Joey.
Yeah. I just got how's it going.
Okay, but it is going great.
Joey likes to make things weird.
He does. He's like weird. He's Rachel
weird.
Ziegler.
Weird.
Yes. So, no. I am great. We just recorded Extra Magic Hour. Looking forward to that coming out in the next few days. We just recorded an episode of Imagine That came out yesterday. Tons of great things happening here in Walt's apartment. So if you haven't been looking at our podcast feeds, go do that. Glad to be here with y'all for family game night. Let's see what we get going on tonight. What kind of trouble can I create?
Oh, I'm sure plenty. But also joining us is Courtney. What's going on, Courtney? How's it going?
Hi, I'm doing good. Yeah, we just recorded Extra Magic Hour, and now we're on round two, and I'm pumped. Let's do this.
Nice. Let's go. And, of course, we are joined by the game masters themselves, scavenger hunt experts extraordinaires, Kevin and Amanda from Where in the Park. How's it going?
We're doing good.
It's going well. Been really busy.
Really, really busy.
Very cool. And very shortly, we're going to ask what you guys got going on here real soon, so look forward to that. Plus... I believe you have a game for us to play this evening as well.
Oh yes, of course. Yeah. Can't come to family game night and not have a game like right? somewhere in the park. That's
it wouldn't be the same thing. Yeah,
no. Yeah, it would be unheard of.
Absolutely, yes. It is Disney time, Arizona big man. So, welcome to the show. What's that? Oh, and of course, like I said, we're missing a few people. It is. A sick season, so some of our family are a little under the weather, so send them some happy vibes and pixie dust, and they'll all be back real soon. But we got some news items going on. Jennifer, what's going on?
Hi, Jen. Yeah.
So I'm just going to go. Plus, I have a game I'm going to try here. Sound, if it works or not. So what I miss? Oh. We're missing everybody. But we got some news from the Diz Insider coming up. I got to pull it up because I lost my page here. But there's some news and rumors that have been going on. So let's see. I want to start with, this is a rumor. And this was posted, like I said, via...
Hi, Kim.
Hey, Kim. We're going to see Kim on Sunday. More on that.
Sam, you're muted.
Yeah,
I was just waving and smiling, like I tell the kids to do in the hallway. I'm like, no voices in the hallway, smiles and waves only. So I was doing what I tell the kids to do. If you are joining us from Facebook, though, if you can give us a like or heart react, please, or the care emoji, share us out wherever you're listening to us from. If you are in one of our Facebook groups, so either Marvel Addicts or one of the Disinsider groups or Vault's Apartment Behind the Lamp, please go ahead and give StreamYard permission to use your name and your picture so we know who we are talking to. Help us, you know, get out there in the algorithm. Kelly T, what up? I just saw you like the reaction, or you're like, react. Hey, Kelly T. I got my fam coming in, my Fish Talk fam coming in. So Facebook is trash. What up? Well, that one guy, you and I need to have a conversation because Lewis has been saying some things in our chats, and I'm like, have you been talking to that one guy? Because if you've been talking to that one guy, we're going to have some words. Like, he called me something today and he put a clip in, and I was like, my brother must have been talking about me.
Yeah. Lewis.
So this happened. We're going to have words.
Don't get in trouble here.
Uh-oh. But
the first thing that we got is a rumor, and this is via the Disney Insider or Diz Insider. Mm-hmm. Good friends, and we love their up-to-date scoops, but I'm totally going to butcher his name, but Mahershala Ali, who's playing Blade, apparently he is very happy with the new changes to the Blade script. So I was excited when he was cast as Blade. I know David was, and but they've been having issues, not just with like COVID and strike, but you know, this keeps him bumped away, but at least it looks like the script is headed to the right direction. So I'll start with our Marvel addict Sam, Marvel expert. What are your thoughts on this supposed rumor?
I'm sorry. I didn't listen to you talking about the rumor I was talking about. Just to be completely honest, I was totally fixated on my brother for a second. I'm sorry. What was the rumor?
Oh, that he's happy with a script for Blade.
Oh, I mean, I didn't doubt anybody was going to be happy with the script for Blade. Honestly, I'm really excited for everything that we do have coming down the pipeline. And I feel like Marvel doesn't typically cast people who are going to be unhappy with their scripts. They do a pretty good job of picking people that fit into the roles that they've written. So I think they're going to be all right. If he's happy, then hopefully we'll be happy. It takes authentic buy-in from the character playing the role to be able to deliver a solid performance that sells it to us as a fan. So if he's happy, then I'm sure we're going to be happy. That's how
a happy Blade is a happy fan base.
Yes. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My ADHD took me like completely out of that moment. I'm sorry.
What do you think? I don't know. What did you say? What about you, Kevin and Amanda?
I was honest.
It's true.
I don't know much about it, to be honest.
I know very little about this character or the whole story.
I saw the first Blade in theaters, and I haven't really touched it since, as far as a franchise.
I know that Blade exists. That's about the extent. So I really need to brush up on some podcast episodes, I think.
Absolutely.
We'll bring you some content.
Sam just said to me, think of Madam Web. You guys went and saw that. How did it go?
I saw it. It was not good.
Sony needs to just stop.
Yeah. Basically, Sony needs to give the rights back or do something else with it. They need to stop making Spider-Man content without Spider-Man.
Like, so what is it? Spider-Man Noir they're doing next, right?
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know if it's next, but because I know Kraven is supposed to come out, but yeah.
I mean, it's where Spider-Man goes.
Yes.
Spider-Man
Noir, yeah.
Why?
I know.
No, literally nobody is asking for that.
I didn't even know Spider-Man Noir existed. So
until you saw it in the chat,
Until I saw Nicolas Cage was going to be playing him, I was like, oh.
Well, he voiced him in Across the Spider-Verse, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's unnecessary.
The character's already canon, so.
Yeah, but who's asking for this?
And Nick's kind of too old to be playing a Spider-Man. Maybe.
That's what's charmingly annoying about Spider-Man is that he's not. Madam Web made me so salty.
Well, I can see why. I know why.
Yeah.
Yes. It was bad. And it just left me, when I left the theater, I was very confused. I wasn't like, that was a good movie. I wasn't like,
it's because it doesn't play.
It's just the script.
It doesn't play into the MCU. Yeah.
And it was rewritten. Well, it doesn't matter that it doesn't play into the MCU.
For me, it does. Because I don't want to know if it doesn't.
But it's a standalone, or it's supposed to be a standalone movie. So it doesn't matter about the MCU. Although I think a couple of the actors thought they were signing on to the MCU. And they got mad. So, because they obviously didn't. And one of the big gripes is that the three girls aren't in the spider suits all the time. They're just in visions in the future. They don't get their powers at all. And so, the only one who gets powers is Madame Web. And it's a very choppy story.
Spoiler alert.
I know, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You don't have to watch it. You're welcome, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you see her, like, that's her powers. Like, you know,
but she has that. As Arizona Big Man here just said, like, unless you are trying to inflict hate onto yourself, hateful behaviors, don't waste your time, don't waste your money.
Wait until it comes out on streaming.
And honestly, even then, don't worry. You're not missing anything.
Sorry, Joey, your question was about Blade. And no worries.
Well, it was just a rumor, so, I mean, this is all part of it, so.
Well, so, you know.
The fact that he just agreed with me, though, is huge, because we all know my lack of love for Spider-Man. Like, I tolerate him, but I really just think he's annoying. Mm-hmm. The fact that Josh just agreed with me, like, I'm going to call that a win. I'm going to call that a big sister win.
Okay.
Right. And
all right, back to Blade.
Did you have any thoughts on Blade at all? Or?
I didn't know he had a choice in the matter in the script. So if he's happy with it, yay. he just kind of needs to do with it, even if he wasn't happy with it. So,
yeah, good point.
I don't know why. But okay, cool.
This is getting confusing.
Sam pushed the button.
Sam.
And she's muted. I got my hands up.
Uh-oh. For the listeners, our screens are going all over the place right now.
They're getting very webby, Madam Webby.
Sorry. I meant to click a different button, and I accidentally moved Courtney out, and it was a whole thing. And I meant to unmute, and then I moved Courtney out. I'm sorry, Courtney. But like, as I'm saying, though, like, the character really needs to buy into their role to sell it to the audience. Like, if you don't care about what, like, that is what made Iman Vellea, whatever the heck her name is. I can't remember. Iman, how do you say her last name?
Oh, Miss Marvel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Miss Marvel. Such a friggin' solid character, to the fact that she carried the Marvels. She's an MCU fan. She's a comic book fan. She was vested and invested into her character. Mm-hmm. So she was able to sell it to us. And like, she literally made Brie Larson look like chump change in that movie. I'm not even gonna lie. In the Marvels. Yeah. So you have to have authentic buy-in to your character to sell it to the audience. And if you don't, then it's like, whatever. And like, think about characters who have taken on roles where they have to go through these like crazy body changes and do all of these things. It's because they're investing themselves into these characters. So if there's a script, then you're not going to be able to invest yourself into it. Literally, if you don't want to read the script, why would anybody want to watch the movie? You're wasting your time even performing it. So,
yeah, I get that. And I mean, that's another thing that was with the Madame Web, is that, you know, Dakota Johnson didn't seem like she bought into the character. And also there was massive script revisions and also a lot of ADR going on. So that goes back to that, what I was going to finish saying with that. But
sorry.
But the with Blade, what I'm saying is, like, the scripts, I mean, yeah, the script writers can make changes and stuff like that, but I didn't really think the main character had much say in the script writing process to be happy with it. So I just don't really understand why it's a rumor that he's happy with the script.
I guess when you're
I want him to buy into it, but I'm like, I also want him to be a good actor. And, you know, if he's even mm-hmm. given a bad script, make it a good movie out of it, you know? Mm. You can't do that.
Good point. So, next one, I mean, again, and well, we got two Moana updates. One on the live action. Again, this is going to be a quick one, but apparently it'll start filming in June. But we don't know who's attached to it yet officially, I don't believe. But
just The Rock, I think, just at the moment.
Okay. And they have, they did cast Moana, didn't they?
Moana, but they haven't said the name of it yet, name of the person playing Moana. And I think they're looking for Grandma Tal.
Okay. So this is kind of like a two-part question, since that starts filming in June. And then apparently the part two, Moana Animated, is coming out this November. That for some reason, they just announced that Ali'i Kavalo and Dwayne Johnson are both returning. So
I know. I was like, you should have, made sure your main cast was, in for it before you announced it.
Yeah. Does this make anybody a little nervous at all? Or, is it just kind of like Captain Obvious kind of?
So part of me wonders if it is.
She might have been under a gag order and is just posting that.
I also wonder if they waited on this kind of thing until they were sure that the strike was over and all of that, until they were sure that things were going to keep moving forward.
Maybe. But also it could have been that she was under embargo and now she could say that she's finally going to be a part of it. Even though they announced it, 2 weeks ago?
Strangely.
Yeah.
It is. It is a little weird, but I don't think it's troubling. I mean.
Well, the only thing that I have a problem with is that usually animated films take about a year or two to even get made. And usually the voice acting, I know that usually comes last, but it usually comes way before, not within the year that it's going to release.
Right. Which is why I think that they've been recording all along and they are just now releasing that it's been happening.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how this comes out because I know it was supposed to be a series, right?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a TV series.
Yeah, they're kind of investing into one movie. So.
Yeah. So maybe she had been recording for the TV series and then all of a sudden everybody decided that this is so good that it needs to be a movie.
And I think that's what happened.
I don't know. Well, yeah. I mean, even
Skyrocketing. Reduce it down into a movie from the series. I don't know how, the size difference between the two.
That's my worry is that I believe that her story could have evolved and be told a lot better in a longer form. So I wanted the series to move forward. Now they have to cram all that in a 2-hour movie or a 1-hour and or an 83-minute movie. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I doubt Lin-Manuel Miranda is doing music for an animated TV show. So now they probably got to do big screen quality music.
And now you're going to rush his lyrics? Come on. Although apparently he wrote Hamilton in a year, so,
Yeah, he does that. Well, that was a workshop thing over time.
And who knows? He could have already had drafts of things for the first movie that he's just kind of shelved. And now with this new project, he's able to bring that in, kind of tweak it a little bit. And then
are you, Lewis?
Lewis, stop it. You're not here. So go.
You were supposed to be here. You said you're coming in, sir.
Lewis, my heart. It's broken.
Oh, how sad.
Is it because of what he said? No, it's because Lewis isn't here, Kevin.
Oh, okay, I wasn't sure.
You mean Loris?
Loris. We can call him Loris because he's not here to defend himself.
He's gonna be on real quick now.
He's gonna zoom himself right in here and start calling me names. Why Lewis is called Loris, listen to Imagine That we recorded.
Which I did.
And that's why she knew it was Loris.
Well, before, we got a few more Diz Insider topics that come up, but I think we should take our first sponsored break and get to know where in the park.
Where in the Park Seek and Find Image Scavenger Hunt games will have you exploring theme parks like never before. But this is not like your childhood scavenger hunts. There are no word-based lists of items to find or a binder of riddles, trivia, math, or counting. Our games contain cards with images of details that can be found throughout the park just by walking around. You can play on your own schedule, so you don't have to worry about long lines, height requirements, or health concerns. Need help finding an image? We've got you covered, with hints and answers on each card so you're never left wondering where in the park the image can be found. Use the Scan Before Playing card to reveal an alternate image if one of the cards in your pack is currently hidden or removed from the park. Order today to get game packs for your next visits to the Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World theme parks. But the fun doesn't stop there. We also have games for Universal Studios in Hollywood and Florida, Knott's Berry Farm, Six Flags, SeaWorld, and more. Ready to experience your favorite theme parks in a whole new way? Go to www.whereintheparkcom/waltzaptpodcast to get 10% off your order. A portion of the sale will also go to support the Waltz Apartment podcast. Want $10 off your order instead? Visit patreon.com/waltzaptpodcast to become a lamplighter. With so much more to discover, the only question is, do you know where in the park?
We do know where in the park. They're right here with us.
Hey, you know what?
I've heard of them.
You know what? Now, hey. I'm echoing.
Got an echo. Echo, It is.
Hi, Paul. A great long time no seen. Christina, hi. Okay, so I think that would be a good time to play a Where in the Park card to kind of show everyone what they would experience if they buy. Okay.
Yeah, let's play a card.
Okay, let me do a thing here. Let me grab our slides. We have three tonight.
Paul. Hi.
Hey, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
All right, so we have three today. Mm-hmm. So here is...
I got you, girl.
First one. Oh, so this is from the Magic Kingdom. And for our listeners, how would you describe this shape?
You know, I don't know. It's kind of like a flower, maybe, or with like gems on it, perhaps. I can't tell.
Yeah, so it's a...
You can't tell. You made the card, Kevin.
Yeah, but looking at it like out of context, I'm not sure what it looks like.
Yeah.
It looks like three Band-Aids.
Yeah, I see three Band-Aids stacked, 100%.
I see a flower.
So for those of you who are listening, please jump over to the Facebook or the YouTube version of the podcast and check out the visual.
Unless you're driving, then
wait. Then don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah, don't drive.
Hmm.
And then one cool thing, if you're not used to Where in the Park games, they do have really fun and clever clues. And even if I know what it is, I like to see what the clues are.
Yes, we write all of our own hints, as well as the answers. They are available on each card that we have in our game packs. And none of the images that we have used on the show are ones in our game packs. So,
We get special stuff. We get special stuff because we're super cool.
That's right.
Yes.
So,
and speaking of super
Kevin
cool,
goes, well, can we get maybe. A
super clue?
Yeah, can we get some clues?
Yeah, I need a clue. Yeah.
Okay, so here is the clue. Come, worthy travelers, to this faraway place. You may find it bizarre, but hey, it's home.
I know. Oh, maybe. Go ahead.
I was going to say, is it on the magic carpet, like the flying magic carpets?
You know, if you headed there in the park, you'd be really close to it.
Really close.
So, is it on the bazaar or across the way from it? And.
It is on the Agrabah Bazaar. We do have an answer video at the end.
We'll show you all. Like,
but you are right, Courtney.
I have no idea where in the bazaar it is, but if it's not on the ride, it's there. A Home Goods decoration? Well,
out of context, sure.
I don't think this one is from Home Goods.
It is not. No. It is on the sign that says Agrabah Bazaar, and it's like right below the word bazaar.
Because it looks like snow, so not sand, but
it doesn't look like it looks like frozen ice to me and makes me want to go ice fishing.
I know,
but that's why it does very looks very bizarre-ish now, like with the old like tiny weather. Yeah,
I can't wait to see the answer.
Hi, George.
Is in the house.
Hey, George, go ahead. You know what to do, buddy. You're not going to do it, but I'm not even going to save. I'm going to save my breath because I know you're not going to do it. So, hi, George.
Well, right on, and we will be watching the video. You guys are always throwing the full.
Do you want
video.
Me to put it up there now? You ready?
No.
That's at the end, right?
At the end.
Yeah. So we have three images, and then we have an answer video.
I got you. You queued them up for me. I was just making sure we were all on the same page.
Nice. So you know what? I just want to get to the game. So let's just go to the last two news items that are very interesting. At least I think one of these is kind of weird, but Pixar Animation Studios is developing a new musical, Ducks.
What?
That's all we got right now.
Is it like the Mighty Ducks?
No, just Pixar Ducks. And if you look at Diz Insider.
Is this a joke planned by Lewis?
I know, right?
Josh, you shut your damn mouth.
But I mean, I'm guessing it's an upcoming movie, but I mean, is this Pixar trying to make an answer towards migration? We know it was migration, so.
Did that do well for Universal? I don't even know.
No, it bombed completely.
So why would you copycat that?
It's like the early days of Pixar and DreamWorks with Ants and Bugs Life and all that stuff. But
except for those are both great.
But I guess the big question is, Pixar is not normally known for musicals. They've had great music, but not really known for musicals other than really Coco. So are you guys good with them getting in the musical game, or should they stick to what they're used to?
Well, I wouldn't really call Coco a musical either. It's just, you know, a Pixar film.
I don't know. Coco bops.
Well, they have good music. I'm not saying that, but I wouldn't call it a musical.
No, it's.
They don't bring in a song and dance,
Except
for like when they're on stage,
I would call it a regular Disney movie with songs in it. You know what I mean?
And all Disney movies, well, most Disney movies have at least one solid song.
Yeah.
One memorable song, so. Paul Williams says the movie is titled Ducks. Its main characters are exactly what the title suggests. You know what I'm realizing? The whole ducky conversation today, and I'm wearing a dang yellow shirt. I did this to myself. Paul says 2027 for Ducks. Lou says, don't scratch your eye. Sam.
Wow.
No.
So, Josh, are you catching on why I thought you talked to Lewis? Arizona Big Man says, Ducks, a journey of a rubber duck finding its way to the dashboards of Jeeps around the world.
I mean, it could be a play on like a Toy Story thing. Where
I was going to say, it's got some Toy Story vibes there.
What if it's the return of Ducky? Ducky
and Bunny!
Come on!
You got a little too excited there, Joey.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I love Ducky Bunny.
Because he's a stuffed duck and not a rubber duck. But also, Pixar.
Maybe we're buying Sesame Street. And Rubber Ducky coming with Elmo.
Yeah.
Ernie sings the rubber duck.
Oh, it is Ernie. You're right. It is Ernie. I have not watched Sesame Street in like 20 years. I don't know.
Ernie and I share a birthday.
Oh,
fun fact. Lewis, who calls me Ducky now because of my brother, shares a birthday with me.
See?
Fun facts. So one more news item. I think this is very cool. I have not actually caught on to the show, but I really want to get into it. But Eugene Levy and Eva Longoria will be joining the cast of Only Murders in the Building for season 4.
Oh, fantastic.
I like that.
I am a fan of both of them.
And also, Paul Rudd is coming back and Meryl Streep, too. So,
yeah. So, yeah. I know I am way behind the loop, but I definitely going to catch up on this.
Joey, so am I. Maybe we do that as a Patreon exclusive, like watch party day. Like, we do it like a day where we just like binge watch episodes.
I mean, that would be the show to do it with.
Mm-hmm. So,
great show.
We can do that. So if you aren't following us on Patreon, go ahead and join us at Patreon, Walt's Apartment. You get some cool discount codes for Where in the Park perks and packs. And Jen says yes to the watch parties. Jen, our first ever Patreon, we love and appreciate you. You get access to our Discord, which I've tried to be more chatty in, and not enough people are chatting with me in Discord. It makes my heart a little bit sad. So if you're listening and you're one of our Patreons and you're not chatting with me, please do so before I cry, because a podcast princess who cries is not a happy princess. Like,
absolutely.
But join us on Patreon. You also get exclusive art from Sunken City Designs. So carry on.
I just want to know, I know Courtney's watched the show and Kevin Amanda seem to like it. So Kevin Amanda, what do you guys think about this addition to already a really, really good cast?
Everyone in the cast has been solid. Yeah. I mean, it's hilarious. It's a murder mystery. There's twists and turns.
Even if they're not major characters, it's still, they go all out on it, like full buy-in, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think this next season they're going to LA, so
it's even more fun. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But does a murder actually count if it's not
in their in the building? It has to get back to the building. Yeah.
Yeah, somehow, somehow.
Lewis is currently in the Discord telling people how sad I am and posting gifts of me being sad.
Oh, geez.
Oh, Lewis.
Well, like I said, I'm excited. Like, I haven't got onto it yet. And I know this is like on a FX and Hulu side of Disney, but I'm excited because I love Eugene Levy. I'm a fan of Eva Longoria. So this is really cool news. So.
Yeah.
But that is it for our news and rumors from the
Disney. Do you want to bring up the video of Flower and Garden with the new topiaries?
No, I will bring that up after our getaway today because I have to pull it up still.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Sam.
I was going to say, yes. Yeah. So we just talked about the Flower and Garden Festival on Extra Magic Hour, which will come out tomorrow, hopefully. Maybe Thursday or maybe Friday or whatever. Whatever Sean Big Papa Disney decides to get it out for us. But we talked about the new topiaries for Flower and Garden Festival at the internet at Epcot. So we're going to show that video after our getaway today break.
So give me 1 second, and hey, let's get to know our sponsor.
Well, hello, and welcome to Let's Get to Know Our Sponsor. Getaway Today has been helping Disney vacation dreams come true since 1990. Whether you choose to visit the happiest place on Earth or travel to Orlando and beyond, they want to help you. Need to know the best hotel in the area? What theme park tickets should you buy? Have a last minute change? No worries. Their travel experts are always here to help. Want to book a cruise and don't know where to start? Hey, they can help with that too. They will help you find the perfect cruise for your vacation, whether it is your first time or you're a well-seasoned cruiser. When you book your cruise with one of the Getaway Today's experts, you will have a dedicated agent to help you every step of the way. They take care of the details so you can have the most fun. Getaway Today has layaway, peace of mind travel, allowing you to cancel or make changes up to 72 hours in advance. You will always have the most up-to-date vacation information, both pre-arrival and upon your welcome. Getaway Today will guarantee the best prices with no hidden fees. And every time you book through Getaway Today, they will donate a portion back to a charitable organization in your area. And so far, over $4.5 million has been donated. So click the link in our show notes to start your Disney vacation planning for more information and the best deals. Tell them Walt's Apartment sent you. And until next time, enjoy the view from Walt's Apartment.
Getaway Today is awesome. They have great deals, and they're very cool people. So check them out. As David Blurred Hulk would say, go get you some. But I'm going to pull these up real quick. We were talking about them on Extra Magic Hour. We really broke down a Flower and Garden Festival that just opened up today, and then in Epcot, and then also the Fantasy Springs at Tokyo Disney Sea. So, but let me share this real quick.
This group topiary is 13 feet tall, but he started out just with a little maquette. Every topiary starts at the welding shop, where these artists create wireframes from a 3D printed reference. The wireframe gets sent out to our nursery, which houses thousands of plants. Our horticulture team then carefully decorates them with plants that are not only sustainable, but match the story of these characters. Like Groot turning into a ficus woody topiary, Asha's hair being woven, and Dante flying over a bridge of marigold. And he even gets cooler at night. Asha and Star come alive when Star literally floats above Asha's hands, leaving a trail of pixie dust behind. And to authentically represent these characters, the team hand-wove Asha's braids. Was this? Groot has his own mixtape? This tape is called Greenhouse Mix Volume 1. Come and see our new topiaries at Epcot International's 2024 Flower and Garden Festival. This Groot topiary.
That is awesome.
Awesome.
That was so cool.
Yeah. Kevin, have you guys been to Flower and Garden?
It's the one festival I think we haven't done at Epcot.
Mm-mm. Are you going to go to the parks when you're there?
No.
We're planning to go to Universal because, you know, for Lou.
Oh, excuse you. You don't even. So it runs through, I think I said May 24th is what it runs through. So there are 60 new food choices, 20 outdoor kitchens. You can do the passport. If you want to hear more about the International Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot, go ahead and listen to Extra Magic Hour when it comes out later this week. Anywhere you can listen to podcasts.
Absolutely. But let's get back to We're in the Park games. This is some of my favorite stuff to do. And we're very lucky we're able to do this every month and even more than that. So
this is something you don't get on other podcasts.
That's right. Visual stuff, yes.
We have claimed Kevin and Amanda and We're in the Park. So yes. And up there they have our promo code for Walt's APT podcast. And also if you are on Patreon, you get a different podcast or a different promo code as well. So you get that if you're on. So here you go. What are we looking at, Amanda?
Well, this is from Epcot somewhere in the park. And it is a guy, a king's face
with
his mouth open.
Like on like a crest of some kind.
Like, not gonna lie, I am too inappropriate for that.
I was just about to say insert dirty joke here.
You're gonna insert something there.
It's a family park.
Because I just talked about getting absolutely sloshed drinking around the world and in space. So
I think I know this is a fountain. That's why his mouth is like that.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe the fountain in Italy.
That's a good guess.
Like I was guessing I don't know. I was thinking Norway for some reason.
I was thinking Norway too, but.
Give me Norway vibes. Paul Williams says, where is this? Epcot has to be World Showcase, if we can call it that. And then looks European, so not China or Canada.
Maybe.
I identify as a dirty joke. Are you trying to insert yourself into this fountain? Because that's the most disturbing.
I'm feeling. Is it by Rose and Crown? No. Can we get a clue?
No, that would be "Long Live the Queen," not "Long Live the King."
Oh,
whatever. Germany.
The time period.
Germany also has a female chancellor.
Right now. The UK does have a male king, right?
Well, yeah, I think Prince Charles.
Yeah.
Or King Charles.
King Charles, yeah.
Except I think he was diagnosed with cancer, so we'll see how that works.
Well, he's good. He's still the king.
He's still the king.
I would like a clue. About
that. Yeah, clues, please.
All right, so the clue that we have for this guy, it's going to be fine. It's sport and fetch a spot of tea for the royal crown near this location.
Joey got it. It's Rose and Crown.
It's very close to Rose and Crown. There's other things here in the hint that will get you to like the pinpoint spot where this is. But if you got to the park, you were there looking around, you would eventually find it.
Yeah,
is it the right next to it then? Like the fish and chips?
There's an alleyway by the tea shop and the sports shop. There's like that.
I see. Okay. On your way to go see Winnie the Pooh in Christopher Robin's bedroom.
Yes.
Whoever's down that way.
Yes. So it's
Mary Poppins or Alice.
It's a stone carving that's it's actually higher along the roof line area. And it's between the Crown and Crest and the Sportsman Shop across from the Tea Caddy Shop.
And remember, if you want to see the actual images, like zoomed out and see where these are that Kevin and Amanda zoom in to torture us with and like the best possible, like the good kind of torture, stick with around. Us until the end of the episode and we will get that to you. So
and don't change the channel.
And before we get to the next one, I just got to say, if you ever get the chance to be at the parks with Kevin and Amanda and Kim, I mean, they're on the clock the whole time looking for photographs. And
honestly, being anywhere with Kevin and Amanda and Kim is amazing, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So much.
I can't wait to squeeze them again.
Do we got any more?
Wait a second. You know what I just realized?
Okay. What?
Up until a couple months ago, I had never met any of you. Like, y'all had met each other. Like, I was the lone ranger over here in the Midwest. And now I can be like, I've literally met everybody on this screen.
Yeah, that's true.
It was tough to meet David. I think
we haven't met David or Lewis.
I've not met David or Lewis, but I've
met. We met Kim, who just went. Oh, thanks.
I know. I have met Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
I know, Jen. I will next time I am in Florida, we'll make it happen. I think
me too.
June with Lauren, Jen. Mm-hmm. So
we've met Jen.
Yep.
The whole day.
So, like, but that's crazy. Like, that's the crazy thing about how awesome networking is mm-hmm. Jen followed the shows because she was friends with me from like Facebook groups and like.
That's so awesome.
That's amazing.
I love that she got to meet you guys.
And now she's stuck with all of us.
Yep. Can't get rid of
He's
us.
He's our first ever Patreon. Like, we love that.
And shout out to Jen, who I saw it on Loose, but like, was it a week or two ago that she was at Epcot sporting an awesome Sunken City Designs hat?
That's right.
Yes. Awesome.
Look at that. Jen, like, hella supporting the tribe over here. Like, the whole family. We love you, Jen.
Joey, do you want to show the flyover of Fantasy Springs before we do the last wear in the park?
Sure. I got to pull it up, but
yeah, it's the little link. Just because it was so cool. Did you guys see this of Fantasyland Springs?
But
in Tokyo?
But even before that, before we get to that and the next card. Kevin, Amanda, tell us what you guys are doing this weekend.
Yeah.
That seems very fun. Something I'm very jealous and hoping to make it to very soon.
Yeah. So we are going to be at the House of Mouse Expo in Florida this weekend. Yeah,
over in Kissimmee.
Yeah. So it's a new location. It was at a hotel.
Yeah, it was at the Embassy Suites.
The Embassy Suites Hotel. And it's grown so much that they've moved it to the event center in
Osceola.
Osceola?
Osceola?
Pensacola?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
The event center out there. So it's a much bigger place. And there are so many great talents that are going to be hosting panels and signing, and a lot of great vendors are going to be there as well, including us. Yeah. And so we are just so excited.
Hosting panels. I'm so jealous that I'm not going to be there.
I know.
The big names like Brett Iwan's going to be there.
Yeah.
Farmer.
Oh my gosh. Love him so much.
The list on the guest list is bonkers.
Yeah.
Lot of
it's a who's who of 90s voice actors.
Well, give Jerry hugs for me.
Are they going to be there?
Jerry's not going to be there.
Yeah.
I don't think Theme Parkology is not going.
No. Jason will be there.
Yeah, he's going to be at the park.
Okay, then give Jason hugs for me. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll fist bump him or something for you.
Oh, you don't want to hug Jason?
Oh. It's not for you.
Wow.
Whatever.
She called me a sassful, so I can do whatever I want. That's fine.
You are. Your attitude and my 7-year-olds, like, you guys give me the most attitude out of everybody I know. Sassholes. But I appreciate it because Like, someone's got to keep me on my toes because I'm this asshole. Like, whatever, Kevin. We get this. It's our vibe. Yeah. Like, Amanda is super sweet and, like, super organized, and she's kind of like the peacekeeper. And then there's you, who you're a little spicy over there. And
it's going to happen.
I like your spice, Kevin.
Yeah. I need it sometimes. I need it.
Especially I like Kevin's spice. Here. It's all good.
Heck yeah. But you know what? Don't let Amanda's sweet innocence fool you, because there's sometimes when she is straight savage in our chats.
Absolutely.
I can get spicy too. It's in all of us.
If you guys don't already, definitely follow Kevin Amanda. We're in the park on Instagram, because there's definitely going to be some great footage from House to Mouse. Yeah. And hopefully I might be there next year. Plenty. Hey,
so. Josh, we're not keeping me on my toes for now because I have a broken foot. So so I have toes available on one foot, but not the other.
How sad.
So I'm just sharing a few comments before I share the video. Kimberly says she can be sassy.
That's my mom. She knows.
Mama knows.
Kevin is a rock star. Kevin walked around.
Kevin, I love that you did that with Joseph.
He was wonderful. Joseph, I would do it again. We're going down there.
Joseph is so cool. Like, he sends me things on like TikTok. I'm like, he's a cool kid.
Awesome. So I'm just pulling up the video now. If you haven't seen it, this is a sneak peek flyover. Brand new Fantasy Springs at
Tokyo Disney Sea.
Tokyo Disney Sea, which is like, I know it's my bucket list park. Joey, it's yours. Courtney, you really, really want to go. Kevin and Amanda, interest in Disney Sea?
I want to go back, yeah.
I've never been.
Back in 2009, it's been a while.
I'm jealous.
This looks so pretty.
Oh my gosh. I might cry because I'm not there.
I almost did.
I cry at everything.
That's the hotel, the new one.
We talk about the hotel and what it has to offer on Extra Magic Hour, and the new Disneyland Paris Hotel, too. So go check out those episodes, last episodes of Extra Magic Hour, if you want more information. This is the Frozen Land.
Yeah. They're opening the gate.
It does look like Beast Castle.
Right? Doesn't it? And you'll be able to eat inside the castle. Oh, my God. Look at this. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm only a frozen kingdom and Rapunzel's Forest.
Yeah, Rapunzel's Forest and Rapunzel's Tower in the background there.
Not just
the tower's not that tall, though.
No, it's not. If she's in there, Rapunzel's in there.
I do want to go play there.
Oh my gosh. Maybe that's where the duckies are coming from.
Right? Lewis says I'm moving out there. They have all the cool toys. That's because Tokyo is not owned by Disney.
Take me with you.
Your pants are lean. Oh, what a
here's the Peter Pan land. The Jolly Roger.
It's very dripping of the sea-ish.
Yeah.
Guys, this is opening up in like 3 months. It opens June 6th of this year.
So, like, this is the actual footage, y'all. Like, these are the real things. Here's Pixie Hollow, essentially.
Right.
Oh, here's the size of a pixie. Very.
That's really cool.
Crazy project.
Right?
Yeah, and that looks
like this visually stunning. So if you are listening to the audio version of the podcast, go ahead and go look at what they have provided on Disney Parks blog for this, or come back and watch the February 28th episode of Walt's Apartment live on Facebook or YouTube, and you can see the flyover. We gave way more details. Courtney did a fantastic job covering this on Extra Magic Hour tonight, so you can listen to that. What's Kevin and Amanda's handle on Instagram?
Well, I know Paul has already started following us, but it is at Where in the Park.
At Where here in the park.
So I said this on Extra Magic Hour, but that looks way better than even the concept art that we saw at D23.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And but also in D23, we got to see ride vehicles. We got to see costumes from this place. So they were already like well working on it. So that's why it's opening in the next 3 months.
And we're not going to go. We're not going to go super far into details here because Courtney did a great job covering that on Extra Magic Hour. So you can go ahead and listen to that podcast download anywhere you can listen to
the podcast. But I wanted to watch the video again because it's just amazing.
But it's great for our visual audience to be able to see it as well, because we don't provide that visual experience on Extra Magic Hours. So thank you, Courtney.
Yes, thank you. And I believe we got one more card from Where in the Park.
One more card.
All righty. Miss Sam, if you want to.
I got you right here. Here we go. Sorry. Big Papa Disney just sent a message. So
this is from Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park. And for our audio listeners, it is an image of Mickey.
It looks like it could be Mickey Mouse wearing teal pants.
Yeah, teal pants, red shirt. And he's sitting in a chair with one leg over the other. And he's holding a cup of coffee or tea, perhaps.
Is that Mickey or is it Mortimer?
I know, right? I was just going to say that. Is that Mortimer? It's not here.
It is not.
Arizona Big Man, they are Disney World questions because they're going to Florida this week. So.
Yes.
We mix it up. So sometimes we do Disney, sometimes or Disneyland, sometimes we do Disney World.
We have games for both coasts.
Yes.
So actually, Kevin and Amanda, I'm going to talk to you after because I want to send Arizona Big Man some of your Disneyland packages because he is taking his kids in 2 weeks. So we will.
That was my guess, is what he said.
Yeah, I was going to say some coffee place. I don't know the name of it, but I was also going to say, is it Harambe? Harambe?
Harambe Village.
Maybe. Can we get a clue?
I want a clue because it looks like the wall where he's saying, like, Fakasha or whatever he says.
Okay, so yes, Lou, and we have games for Universal
on both coasts.
So the clue for this one: after shopping around the village, you might be in the market to sit next to this image.
Is it does it start with a D?
Hold on, I'm going to get this wrong because I don't know the name of it, but is this next to where they have that very small stage where they have like the African drummers and percussion? I don't know what's called those.
That's Harambe.
It's Harambe Market.
You're in the right land.
Yes, you are in the right land, but that's a really big land.
Mickey looked like he saw the kids about one of those in my day stories.
Back in my day.
So, okay, it's obviously by Harambe Market, right?
But there's a little coffee shop that has a name. And I think it starts with a D, but I don't know the name of it.
I give up.
Oh, we can tell you it's not at a coffee shop.
Okay.
Is it on the side of Harambe Market?
It is in the Harambe Market.
Nice.
Inside the seating area.
Yes. So if you want
outdoor seating, right?
Yeah.
The outdoor seating, yes.
Yes. So if you want to play
Go ahead. Sorry. Play the video.
So the next video is the answers for all three.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So here, we're going to reveal where in the park the answers of tonight's picture clues have been. So pay attention. Here's the honeycomb. Yeah. We're seeing the bottom of the Agra Bazaar.
That's awesome.
Okay, so now we're looking at the king in Epcot. Zooming out.
Oh, yeah.
Way high up. There's actually two.
He's super high up there.
There are two of them.
And he's blowing out smoke. He's so high.
It's Mr. Mouse.
Mr. Mouse.
And he's just inside the first seating area as you enter into the Harambe Market. There's a
okay.
I never ate at Harambe Market. That's why.
There's a lot to see in there.
We've only walked through there to take photos.
All of the eateries have been closed every time we go in there.
That's true.
Well, all the details, like in that entire theme park, are just
crazy.
Yes.
Joe Rohde at his best.
Definitely.
Well, cool. That was fun. So, thank you guys. And Paul Williams had another little comment here.
Yeah.
Such a fun game and activity. Yes, it is. And they put a lot of hard work into all those games and keeping it up. Even these games that aren't part of the PAX, too. So.
Right.
That's awesome. So I think we got time for another game. I had two ideas, and I'm only going to do one, but let's see if I can still do it because this is very odd. And then I didn't realize copyright, we might get Facebook, but who knows? But this is a game that I am calling What's the Score? And basically, I got a list of 15 musical scores from Disney movies, IP movies. And basically, it's just simple. Just all you got to do is name what movie it's from. And but the first five are worth 100. The next five are worth 200 because they'll be a little bit harder. And then the last five are worth 300 points as they will be even a little bit tougher. But when we're testing,
make sure everyone is good. Everyone is good to hang out for like another 15, 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, and this will be simple.
As long as we're aware, I am not sober at the moment, so I may not be very good at this game.
Oh, no.
So I am just doing a sound check real quick. So let me know if you guys can hear and how it's coming in.
Oh, it's the Get Your Ears On song from...
it is, but that's a test.
It's the Decompressors, but it sounds awful.
Yeah, he's sound checking.
Doesn't sound very
it's
good?
It's not sounding good.
Well, let's
okay, so maybe video. We
well,
might
take
not
the
be
video
able to
now.
Play this game.
Yeah, go ahead. Try it
we
again.
We might not be able to play this game. I'll try it one more time. This is just a test. This is not it, because... Anyway.
It keeps going in and out.
It's in and out.
Is it choppy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I can tell what it is, but it's very, very choppy.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think how I could do this. I will think about it in a second. But if not, I guess we'll bypass this game for this week until I can fix it.
Do you have the YouTube videos available for them?
I'm going through Spotify.
He didn't think that far. He didn't think that far ahead.
So, if you guys have another idea or a little bit of conversation, give me 2 minutes and I can try to figure something out real quick.
All right. Well, I mean, so Kevin and Amanda, actually, let's go back to the House of Mouse Expo.
Yeah.
Right. What exactly will y'all be doing there? What can people who are coming to House of Mouse expect?
Want
to go? You're the one who's making all the posts. I don't even know.
So there's
Kevin is just on payroll. He doesn't even know what he's doing.
Right.
I've been working on new buttons that we're gonna have at our tables for sale. But
yeah. So
other things we're gonna have stickers and buttons as well as our games.
That song's a bop, Arizona Big Man.
Yeah, so there's, like I mentioned before, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be in attendance and a lot of different panels. So, for example, animator and Imagineer Lon Smart, he is going to be teaching a class, a drawing class in part of his panel. There's going to be a Pirates of the Caribbean reunion. There's several actors from the Pirates franchise that are going to be doing a panel.
Bunch of pirates specifically, yeah.
Yeah. Brett Iwin, Caitlin Bobrock, and Bill Farmer are doing a panel. So Mickey and Goofy.
That's gonna be a good one.
So that's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, Irene Bedard up there.
Yep.
It's the voice of Pocahontas, I believe.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just pulling up the feed.
I think she was supposed to be at MouseCon too, but she canceled, didn't she?
Yeah, but she went to Bakersfield. So.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I wasn't at Bakersfield.
The Concord one, she backed out.
So for the Pirate Reunion, you have Martin Kleba. He's Marty. You have Lee Ehrenberg, who is Pintel, and who was opposite Mackenzie Crook, you know, the one with the
Hello Poppet.
Yeah, the Hello Poppet guy. And then, of course, Kevin McNally, who is Mr. Gibbs. So that's going to be a fun reunion. They're having another Hocus Pocus 2. Oh,
I don't think they're going to be there.
No, I thought they are. I didn't get it canceled.
There was a post like today.
Oh, I missed the post today. JK, everybody.
Yeah, the little girls from Hocus Pocus were supposed to be there again this year, but there was a post, I think, today that they weren't going to be able to make it.
Oh,
okay. Oh, I see. Okay. I see. Yep, that's true. Sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought he was going to say something.
I know. That was a little awkward. A little awkward.
Yeah.
Joey's been a little awkward all night, right, Courtney?
Yes.
But it's going to be a ton of fun. There's also several from the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse that are going to do a reunion as well, and have like an after hours party kind of mixer. So that's also going to be so much fun. So it is Saturday and Sunday. And if you were in the area, come on down.
Yeah, if you want more information, go to houseofmouseexpo.com. Mm-hmm. You can also go to whereintheparkpark.com. We have a little link. Just like scroll down like for 1 second and you'll see it.
But my favorite is Jason Marsden's going to be there.
Yeah, sure. Max.
My favorite is Jason Braden's going to be there. Don't tell Jason I said that. It'll go to his head.
So, but yeah, so there's a lot of people and it's going to be a blast. That we went last January, not last month, but the year before, and it was so much fun.
A lot of people in costumes and
yes, that's right. Yeah, that cosplay contest.
Yeah, just a fun vibe in there.
Nice. So after House of Mouse Expo, what is the next con or convention that you're going to?
We're going to be at the DFC Expo in April. We are also putting on a scavenger hunt for Disney Nurses Day in the park, April 25th.
If you know any nurses, send them that way.
Did Disneyland Nurse reach out to you? Disneyland Nurse? Okay, nice.
Yep.
I have a question. Are you guys going to be at Rogue City Comic Con?
No,
we won't be able to make it that weekend.
We're not going to make it because we heard you were going.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I was never going to say that.
No, we just can't. We can't make it work. We'd have to drive.
Oh, no.
You make her cry. You're making her cry.
For the listener, Sam is pretending to cry right now.
Fucking foot, guys.
I'm kidding, Sam.
I'm not joking. It's really broken.
Oh, no.
Why did you do that?
How did you do that?
Okay, so listen, there was this thing, like, so, I mean, I told you guys a little bit about the park ranger incident when we recorded. Okay, so this happened Saturday, actually. So I was in the national, and yes, I know I don't match.
Oh, okay.
The dunes, yeah.
Okay, so I was in the dune. There goes the sponsorship. You know what? Paul, calm yourself down. So I was in the dunes and I was avoiding the park ranger situation, the U.S. park ranger situation. And I decided to go a way out of the park that did not involve directly interacting with them. And then all of a sudden I couldn't bear weight on my foot. And then the next 3 days after that, I said, oh, it's fine. Everything's great. No, I had a fracture in my foot the entire time. Mm.
I'm still not clear though. How did you hurt your foot?
I'm not sure. I was going up a dune that you're not really supposed to climb on. It actually has a do not enter sign.
It has like a foot with a circle and a line through it because you're going to break your foot there.
So, you know what they call that?
Some of them, trespassing.
Karma.
Oh, karma.
Listen, okay. Well, okay, so some of the dunes are collapsing in on themselves. So okay. They tell you not to go in on them. And then...
Can't do it?
No.
Okay.
I couldn't hear you guys
on
my other setup. So.
We'll figure it out for next time.
So a dune collapsed and you broke your foot is what you're saying.
No, I did.
She was doing what she wasn't supposed to be doing.
I was climbing a sand dune and all of a sudden I just couldn't put weight on my foot and it was a stress fracture. And
so it got caught in a bear trap, I believe.
Yes, right. That's exactly what happened.
It's a national park, so that makes sense.
Right?
It was.
Yogi Bear looking for his picnic basket.
And my foot ended up in it.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the bear broke my foot.
That all checks out then. Okay. I'm glad that the story made a lot of sense.
You're welcome. I'm always here to provide the truth. Gosh. 1 foot, 2 foot, left four.
Left four? That's not even how you spell four in any other way.
That's why Lewis isn't here tonight. The words are hard for him.
He's working really hard right now. He can't think and work at the same time.
True.
So, hey, Joey, how about you just like hum the songs and see if we know them?
Yeah. Just why don't you sing to us, Joey? And then if we know
the song. Put on auto-tune and sing a song for us.
Well, they're not. I normally would.
You were going to do scores. He was going to do scores. But then, yeah.
Just hum the score.
That might be.
I just remembered my favorite moment was when Joey.
I have an idea, real quick, but keep hang on.
It was when Joey, when my mic stopped working. Remember, I was sitting here and my mic stopped working, and Joey had to voice me and say the things that he thought I would be saying. Best moment of last year.
That only happened once.
Best moment. Just play them off your phone into the mic, Joey.
Okay. Let me see.
That one guy has a point. I have done that before on live shows.
Yeah. I have too, but I thought we're better than that. Okay.
Well, you know, not tonight.
Well, shit happens. So let's play.
Okay. Keep going.
Oh my gosh. Wait a second. You know what I just realized?
Hmm.
We haven't had any of those typically demanding comments tonight.
True.
People are mad at they probably just don't care about us anymore. That's fine. Whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
We're okay. Pretty big in Norway.
What's the score?
Oh, I'll have to send you guys the Apple rankings internationally after we get off today. You realized
Australia is our biggest country.
No, only you need Lou, that one guy.
But earlier he's like, I don't even talk to you. Why would I talk to Lou? To tell him secrets about me.
He told us that's fine.
Can you hear that?
All right.
That's not the song, but.
Oh.
Put it on speaker mode.
Let it go.
Very choppy.
Don't let them know.
Yeah, that's
better. Okay, so that's not the song. So. Here's the first song. Like I said, first five are
worth
100 points.
Maybe we'll only do the first five because it's pretty choppy. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, do you want us to raise our hand?
It is always choppy no matter what.
What?
First one to go. Yeah, sure. Raise your hand.
Okay. Wi-Fi, that's not fair. And then,
you're not lagging that hard.
I can't even hear music on my laptop, so we're square there.
We're just going to guess.
I'm not playing it yet, so. Okay, here's the first song.
I hear nothing. Yeah.
Not working?
Turn it up. Can't hear it.
Okay, never mind. Scratch it. That was shitty.
That was a fun track.
Do
you want to hum that song for us, see if we know it?
Here's what we're going to do for next time. You and I will collab on this. Or I will give you my Canva login, and you can just extract the audio from that video, like using YMT, MP3 or whatever. Oh. And then we can put it onto a still frame image in Canva, and we can upload the videos and play the videos.
Okay. And that works, but I know every time music or trailers play when we listen to the podcast, it's always choppy anyway. So
if we talk over it, it'll be okay.
Yeah. But it might be StreamYard not allowing us to play music, but I'm not.
No, sure. I know. I think it's our tech right now.
Okay. It sounded great on my part. I'm just saying. So it might be a connection issue.
Yeah.
But
Are you blaming my Indiana Wi-Fi?
Well, no, because everybody was choppy.
No, because it was choppy on my part too. So.
No. But
it's
we
Rio found out, California Wi-Fi too.
Yeah, but we found out what Kevin and Amanda are, before we leave, what they're doing real soon. So, Sam, and you got anything going on anytime soon, or?
As far as podcast network connected is going, I mean, whenever Joey and I decide to make our special announcement, that's going to be fantastic. Not until Rogue City Comic Con. I will be in Rogue City Comic Con on May 4th. I'll be in California for a little bit before that and then hanging out. And then I will be in Oregon for Rogue City Comic Con. So looking forward to that. Unfortunately, Kevin and Amanda won't be there. So I'll have to wait a little bit longer to squeeze them. But I'll get to squeeze the rest of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Louis.
Are you going to Disney in that trip?
I actually haven't decided yet. So I was initially going to do some hunting and fishing on that trip, but that has since been canceled. So, I may do that instead.
Let us know.
Okay. Yeah, if you're down here on the way, you're able to find us. Yeah.
I'll talk to Pocket Cole about it.
Okay.
Awesome. And then coming up this weekend, myself, Courtney, and some other friends, may the force be with you. Well, I know that was it.
Fine. Don't be throwing gang signs, son.
I know, but we'll be doing something very fun this weekend with Kim.
Yeah,
of Where in the Park. So, and some other friends. What are we doing, Courtney?
We're going to Adventureland Day at Disneyland.
Woo! Cannot wait. Yeah. This is something I'm very excited for. This is your first one, so lots of fun. So
it'll be fun.
Pay attention to our socials and you will see a lot of fun content going on. Yeah. But I guess that will be it for this episode. Sorry about the pixie dust on the audio.
And also in the same week, Kelly and I are going to Disney Channel night.
Which I'm so excited for, yeah. For you guys. I'm so jealous I'm not going to be there because I'm a DCOM girl.
It's going to be DCOMs all around. So we're going to the After Dark event, which is on Thursday. So,
well, and you're Mrs. After Dark. We're going to Star Wars night the following month, too. Yeah. So.
Listen, you don't want to ever call your girl Mrs. After Dark in public, sir.
And there we go, making it awkward again. But Amanda was going to say something.
Yeah, I didn't know we were going that far in the future, so I just wanted to.
Well, I mean, Adventureland Day is this Sunday and then that Thursday, right. So it's in the same week. So,
yeah,
we have an event on March 16th.
Yes, for the Disney Anna Fan Club, they're having a meetup in the picnic area at Disneyland, and so we're also putting together a scavenger hunt for that as well. So,
for downtown Disney,
for downtown Disney. So, if you are a DVC member,
DVC
member. DFC member. They're next to each other on the keyboard. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
DFC member, then you already know about this. And if you're not a DFC member, become a member.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I am. Up here in Sacramento.
Yeah. I will be in Sacramento. So,
Louis will be doing a show in Redlands.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, for the audio listeners, Louis, Sunken City Designs, will be in Redlands for an art walk march. Art walk in March.
You could march on an art walk.
On St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, Louis will be in Redlands for an art walk. Louis has been working incredibly hard on some new prints, some new merch. Lots of awesome things going on. So go check out Sunken City Designs. If you are in Redlands for that art walk on March 17th, make sure you go find Louis and tell him what's up.
And give him a hug.
And tell him I love you because yeah, I think that's
hug him. Hug him and say I love you because that will make his heart so happy.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. He loves warm hugs. So and thank you guys.
Says, if he says that's aggressive, just be like, you know you like it.
Just give him a bigger hug.
Squeeze him tighter.
Well, awesome, guys. So it's a fun show. Like I said, sorry about the messed up audio, but a lot of our family members will be back next week on an all new live. So we got some new shows coming out. Extra Magic Hour, Imagine That just came out. And next week there'll be a recording. Matt,
we're Tea also Party. Recording Marvel Tribe tomorrow. So look for that this week.
Nice. Yay. Right on. Well, hope you guys have a good night and hope you enjoy the view from Walt's apartment. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Yay.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past, and here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future. Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America, with the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world. Thank you.